Okay, here we are, hour number three, and we are back with more information. There is so much information that it is getting to be really imposing for anybody who's trying to look at this. Now, that said, and I haven't looked yet, but AJ had Lee Merritt on today. Lee Merritt, who came from nowhere to all of a sudden having an enormous superstore of supplements, obviously private labeled, and is doing very well and is being booked on all the top so-called alternative news, but in many cases they're created opposition sites. And I've got to see one that she was on InfoWars, and I'm hearing now that she's suddenly an expert on nanotechnology now and agreeing on everything. Anything anybody says to her, yep, that's right, just about. This is not healthy for any of us to be exposed to this, because the masses who look at many of these sites place their entire trust and confidence in it. And it's not something you want to do. And I think most of you don't do that. But we're seeing more and more chicanery and shenanigans being played by hustlers out there, and they seem to be masters of everything when they don't have any education in the field. So I'm not picking on anybody, I'm just telling you the facts. These are facts, and it's not getting any better. And I'll be doing more research on this in the next day or two. Okay. You want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I'm somewhat aware of the rise of Lee Merritt. It is kind of bizarre that she started off as, you know, very factual, good presenter, and stuck to science, and now I don't know what's happened. I'm at a loss to explain this departure from, you know, just reality.
From such humble beginnings to being a master of everything, all right?
Some of the narratives that are being spun are truly bizarre. And they've had no basis, as I said, in reality. I don't even know what they are off the top of my head. I mean, graphene's in there, to make these statements that
5G
graphene...
5G is back, frequencies are back. It's all
These pronouncements that, where's the information coming from? That there's suddenly, there's no genetic material in any of the vials? Well, how many have you tested? And what were your testing methods? You know, the 12 billion doses have been given out. how many have those 12 billion doses have they tested?
Right. And 500,
again,
maybe?
If we're lucky, and again, are you using the appropriate instrumentation and methodology to find what it is you're looking for? Or are you using just standard instrumentation that's not capable of detecting, the amount of genetic material that may be in these things, or the way in which it needs to be detected?
These could all... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, these could all...
No, I was going to say that it's vaccine. Yeah. The graphene oxide part of it is getting bizarre as well, and now there's this declaration that graphene is extremely toxic. Well, the fact is it's not. It's one of the most biocompatible materials out there, which is why they're using it so much in bio-nanotechnology. It can be toxic if it's not formulated properly, if the size is not biocompatible, or the shape, or the concentration, or the method of manufacturing. None of that's being addressed. It's just this pat response that it's toxic and it's in the vaccine because they're trying to kill us and hook us up to the Borg.
All right. Well, we'll have more on this Friday. We're just watching. Watch how these people turn into being masters of everything, and how they agree with the host of a program who may say something and say, oh, yes, that's right, So, all right, we'll spend more time on this. The bottom line is, to add to the
amyloid fibrils that are forming in people's bodies are not nanowires. It's a consequence of what the spike protein is doing to components in the blood and various other proteins throughout the body.
Right.
It's very pathological. We've never seen anything like it, but...
Good points.
Amyloid doses portion of this. Anything that's based in science has been thrown under the bus in favor of this...
Well, we have a new science now, don't forget. We have no virus science. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's no viruses. They can't make you sick. It's all frequency. Well, if it was all frequency, how come they are so intent on getting this needle into as many people as they can?
It seems like they're fighting their own carriers, yes.
If RNA were not a part of this, why would Moderna have contracted with this company Resilience to be the exclusive manufacturer for all of their RNA vaccines now?
Okay, you're talking about the Whitney Webb article.
Whitney.
She did some research on it's a CIA-linked biotech company called Resilience.
Yep.
And that is Moderna's new exclusive mRNA manufacturer. And we do know that all vaccines are headed toward an mRNA makeover. That's what they're doing. And with the same spike protein.
Yeah. Or spike protein is one of many proteins that you could code for.
Right.
That one just happens to be a lethal protein.
And they just happen to be choosing it. What a coincidence.
Well, for this vaccine, I don't know what's going to go into the flu vaccine. And now I guess they have an RSV, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, ready to go based on the mRNA platform as well.
Okay, did you get that, everyone? A new mRNA predicated vaccine for RSA.
RSV.
RSV. And if it goes in to the body with other vaccines that are already in there using mRNA. Oh, the confusion. Can you comprehend that? Everyone, think about it. You get the monkeypox vax with the mRNA and the COVID. Well, it's mixed with COVID. And you get COVID mixed with the new quad mRNA flu vax, right? And then RSV, which is like, what, primarily pneumonia in children? Something like that?
It's really only a risk for infants, premature infants.
Mm.
RSV is just the common cold. Normally, it's not a deadly virus.
Is it
unless,
corona?
As I said, you're a premature infant.
Is it a corona family?
No.
Member?
No, not, no.
Okay.
But
it's one that
they've never been able to come up with a vaccine for.
Well, it will now. Yes. And that's not the... Wait, just wait for the next... Oh, if we live this long on the planet, and I wouldn't be surprised if something really ugly didn't happen in October. Wouldn't be surprised. Watch how many other vaccines are being rolled out with an mRNA bedrock in them. That's their new MO. They're using mRNA I think they're reworking most all vaccines with mRNA.
That's the goal, yes. So you will become, if you take these injections, you will become a protein-generating machine.
Oh, fun. Just what I've always wanted to be.
I mean, this thing already has been a disaster. We're going to put more on top of it? And instead of just producing a spike protein, we're going to produce proteins from influenza virus, monkeypox, RSV, you name it.
Here's a little bit from Whitney Webb's article. Earlier this week, the United Kingdom became the first country to approve Moderna's reformulated version of its COVID-19 vaccine. Did you know there was a reformulated version now being rolled out? I didn't.
Well, I'm guessing this is the booster. The booster. It's going to be, it's going to have the spike protein, or the code for the spike protein from the original virus, which is now extinct. And now this Omicron variant that's been in circulation for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good that's going to do.
And the CDC has admitted that the vax had no effect on it. None.
Yes, I saw that, yes.
The approval comes shortly before several Western countries, including the UK, plan to conduct a massive COVID-19 booster vax campaign this fall. You are correct. Moderna has also noted that approval for its Omicron booster vaccine, since the first shots, the non-boosters didn't work, why would the booster work, are pending in the US, EU, Australia, and Canada, all of which are also planning fall vaccination campaigns focused on COVID-19, whatever that is now. It's not the original. So this is really getting out of hand. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's overwhelmingly crazy.
And the human body was not designed to be, perpetual indiscriminate producer of foreign proteins in this way. I mean, this is worse than encountering a natural virus. Because this stuff, we know it doesn't stay at the injection site. It goes systemic, so all manner of organs can become transfected with it and begin producing foreign proteins. That's going to antagonize the immune system to attack those organs and tissues to try to shut down the protein production, and then you're going to have the proteins themselves in circulation to deal with. And, we know the spike protein is poisonous if it's not neutralized. What are these other proteins?
What is the other one? No, what is the other one you found in that report?
We don't know. Yeah, there's a mystery protein in the Pfizer that's apparently bigger in terms of number of nucleotides than the spike protein. What does it do?
Big Al is not telling us either.
And that may be old news by now. They may be onto another protein. Put it in, take it out.
Well, it's becoming musical protein chairs for sure.
It is.
CDC now admits, this is up right now, COVID vaccines never really worked against Omicron, after relentlessly pushing it and lying about its safety and effectiveness. Huh? There you go. Documents now in Australia reveal the Australian government openly referred to the COVID injection, the vax, as a Schedule 4 poison. That's in the own government document that they have down there. It's incredible. Incredible. And it's just getting worse and worse. We had our first monkeypox alleged death in the U.S. in Texas. That was yesterday. So we don't know for sure.
Well, did he die?
It's linked. It's linked or with it.
Yeah. That's the question.
It's very difficult to know. Okay, there's a new paper published by Stephanie Seneff and Peter McCullough, SARS-CoV-2 spike protein in the pathogenesis of prion-like diseases. Now, this is a kind of a no-no topic, and I guess you were pretty impressed with at least the preprint of this. What have you seen so far?
Actually, this study just came out August 16. I have not read it in its entirety yet, but yes, Stephanie Seneff from MIT, who did a very exhaustive study that was published back in January of this year on the adverse effects of the mRNA injections, teamed up again with these other authors. I'm not going to try to say this guy's name, Anthony Kariakopoulos.
You got it perfectly. You got it. Yeah.
And Peter McCullough. Peter McCullough is obviously secured the funding for this. So they took on the topic of how the spike protein is inducing the prion diseases. Again, again, not good for people who have taken the vax.
No. No. Here's a funny one. Now, who is this? I think you sent this to me. Dr. Drew. Who is this guy? Dr. Drew?
In short, shill for Big Pharma.
Okay. Vaccine injured himself, allegedly, is still recommending the bioweapon injection for his elderly parents. See? How are the rank and file supposed to make any sense out of any of this? Really, it's very difficult.
Yeah. And the other guy, the one on Fox, Bernie Siegel, he was at it earlier this week, last week, shamelessly pushing this stuff. Shamelessly.
They have no shame. Largest hospital system in America removes popular medical report about the rapid progression of CJD, prion disease in the brain, in double-vaxxed patient. They don't want you to know that the spike and prions kind of are hand in hand. They work. Wow. Amazing. There's one story I'm looking for. I don't think I'm going to find it. Over 37 million Americans are taking now psychotropic antidepressant SSRI medications right now. 37 million Americans. That's about, just for fun, 8% of the total vaxxed. It's not 10, but it. So they're pushing SSRIs still on the vaxxed. And these poor people just don't have a chance. They're going to mess up their brains with that crap and expect them to make any kind of realistic decisions on anything that's important. Not going to happen.
Well, it keeps them anesthetized and from thinking too much.
We don't want people thinking. No. I fast forward ahead after the holiday season, January, cold of winter. What is it going to be like?
Not very nice. I think, with this fall push for influenza vaccines and more COVID vaccines, that's going to be it.
And in giving babies RSV vax.
Oh, it's not just for babies now. It'll be for everybody.
For everybody.
I think I saw that there's a, I don't know if it's going to be ready this year, but it's in the pipeline. Moderna has a combo, RSV, influenza, and SARS-CoV-2, COVID, all in one. So you'll be making, your body will be programmed to start churning out proteins from three different viruses simultaneously.
It's incredible. It truly is incredible. Mind-boggling. And so I think all of you can understand why we have always placed, at least I have, a lot of importance in the Deagle projections. I think that they are in play. I think the mechanism for achieving them certainly is visible on the table. No problem. Yeah,
it looks very realistic at this point.
Evidence the vaccines shed other toxic materials beside the death spike protein. There's another story we had up a day or so, two ago.
Oh, that was the URA 3665, yeah.
Yeah, that's important. It's an important
one. Yeah, we think that is a micro RNA that's designed to disable the interferon response.
And so explain just for fun where interferon occurs and why it's critically important. Just a couple sentences.
Well, there's many, many types of interferon, and your body uses that to protect itself from invading microbes. So you need it, especially interferon 1, to protect yourself from viral infections,
it's a
genetic material.
It's a first-line defensive soldier. Yeah.
Yeah, so in order to make this transfection successful, they've not only going to have to encapsulate the mRNA into a lipid or another virus to protect it, and then get it inside of a cell and get it past the cell's normal defenses against this type of thing. And the first line of defense is the interferon. So they have to knock that out, just like you would if you were to transplant a foreign organ from another person. You've got to turn down the immune response, or the body attacks it, rejects it.
Doctors baffled. Let me start that over again. Experts and doctors baffled as 30 young, healthy, fully vaxxed physicians suddenly drop dead. There's another story. It's so obvious what's going on now. And if anybody really wants to know, the data is out there. You just have to look at it or listen to this program. And we urge all of you, all the programs are free right on the homepage. Spread them around. Send them to people. You're trying to help. It's a good source of information. All right, let's see. Hold on, I'm going to see if I have one more here. No, I got that. Oh, I hope all of you got a chance to see we had the Canadian tow truck driver on. What was it?
Monday? Or was it last
Monday.
Week?
I think it was Friday. I don't remember.
It was Friday.
Anyway,
yeah.
Nice guy. Professional. Sent me a little video of another tow operator who was on the right side of the road getting ready to pick up a load and move it. And he stepped to the rear of his vehicle and looked before moving around toward the door of it, and coming at him the wrong direction on a two-lane highway. See, he was on the southbound side. And he looked around his vehicle, and coming at him from the south toward the north is someone doing about 80. And if he'd made one more step, he'd be gone. So watch out. Anything you see on the roadside, be extra careful. These people don't need to die. No. Okay. So, we've got some more things to share with you. You have your page there?
Yeah, let me get it here.
August 26, 2022. I don't know if that's the most recent. It probably is.
Yeah, I think those are largely unread, so...
Yeah, all right. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm still getting
Ladies
there.
First. Right. 25-year-old myocarditis.
Got it. Oh, hang on. This is so awful. Just finished trying to console my friend whose son, 25, can now barely walk a mile without severe chest pain from myocarditis. He cannot even lie down comfortably at night. And yesterday it was the funeral of my aunt's neighbor. He was fit and healthy, so we couldn't believe it when he developed sudden aggressive leukemia in only 6 weeks elapsed between diagnosis and death. He was quacked, and I've earlier today received an unbelievably sad message from another quacky, a fit and healthy golfer friend. It reads, "Just had the results back from the CT scan. Bad news, I'm afraid. Cancer of the liver, and have a limited time to go. Actual words were, this will be my last Christmas. I've had a good innings, and I'm prepared for what's to come. Pete, XXX. All around me, middle-aged and older people in particular are dying of strokes and cancer in alarming numbers, and chest and heart issues in the young."
And good luck to you out there who listen to this and can't process it, because this is reality. You're hearing real people describing real issues in their lives, people they know. We've done this, and we'll continue doing this. It's because the story is going to continue to intensify. Very simple. Here's a 35-year-old with a clot. Or is this a stroke? Where am I? Stroke. My son-in-law got quacked, and a month later he suffered a stroke. Also heart problems. He's on meds for the rest of his life. He ran marathons, and now he can't. He's only 35, and doctors say they don't know why. Goddamn liars. Just incredible how they lie. Here's a quickie. Lost our brother-in-law 2 weeks after the second shot. He just dropped dead in front of his family. Blood clot to his heart. 65 years old. No previous heart problems. What do you think, friends? Seriously. Come on. Is it just one of those damn coincidences? Oh, gee. It's never ending. Here's one more shorty. Two of my siblings passed away recently within a couple of months of each other. Both were vaxxed. One was intubated for 10 days, developed blood clots in the lungs, and died of cardiac arrest. The other, cancer. She was told she has 2 months to live. How does one cope with so much loss around us and lies after lies? Broken. Go ahead.
Okay, my 23-year-old, normally fit and healthy male client, had the you-know-what about a year ago to go to Mexico with his mates. Since then, he loses feeling in his leg and arm on that side of the body and has pain in it. Recently, it's got really bad, and he went to the hospital. Long story short, he has 2 fractures in his leg. He has not had an accident. His inflammation markers are way high and going up, even though he's on anti-inflammatory meds and his blood is too thick. I've also just heard of a girl who recently woke up and all of a sudden couldn't walk. She went to the hospital and again, out of nowhere, has 22 fractures in her knee. She's also had the you-know-what. Has anyone else heard of spontaneous fractures in the young?
What the hell is that?
What would
cause that? The bone turns to some kind of brittle state and just
breaks up? That's
often
a sign of cancer. It's often a sign of cancer.
Wow. All right. A friend and a brother in Christ, age 71, 3 times quacked that I know of, went in mid-June for a routine colonoscopy. They found 2 polyps. He had another outpatient procedure scheduled to be done a month later, mid-July, to remove them. I don't know why they waited to remove them, but that's beside the point. He went in for the removal procedure and had a complication. Not sure what happened, but he was admitted to the ICU, several weeks in the ICU, and they diagnosed him as suddenly having stage 4 liver cancer that had spread to his lungs. He died 3 days after the cancer diagnosis. At his funeral, when I was hugging his wife, she kept repeating to me, over and over, but he wasn't sick. He wasn't sick. The last time I saw him at church, just days before the second procedure, I stood face to face talking with him. He wasn't sick. He wasn't yellow from jaundice. His eyes weren't yellow. He was perfectly fine. But cancer is a stealth killer, and it doesn't necessarily have to manifest on someone's face. Go ahead.
My most memorable patient ever, a man approximately 45 years old, he told me that he was very thankful about getting quacked. He said that the quack made him have a stroke, and the stroke led to finding the kidney cancer that he didn't know that he had. My unquacked head experienced whiplash, asking him to repeat what he just said. Yes, he said it.
Oh, my God. Oh, who writes this stuff? Real people write it. That's the sad part. These are real stories. These are happening everywhere.
That's how
We told you a year ago, last February, we started. Last week, I went to the funeral of one of my close friends. She took the pokes because she had neck cancer as a child and felt vulnerable. A couple of months ago, she developed severe pain in her neck and spent weeks in hospital under investigation. Finally, they decided her cancer had returned aggressively. She died within 2 weeks. She was 63, 50 years in remission, then this explosion of cancer in weeks. She told me that she blamed the jabs, and I agreed with her. My beautiful friend of over 30 years slipped away at the end of July. I cried a river. I'll never forgive those who pushed the pokes. They slaughtered her. Yeah, no, they killed her.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law was just diagnosed with breast cancer. Believe me when I say she is the last person on earth you would expect a cancer diagnosis. She was quacked last fall. However, she flat-out refuses to even consider the quack as a source.
Denial.
Need I mention she found out that she was pregnant the same day as her diagnosis?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Sick. Sickening. The cruelty of this injection and what it does to people is just out of the ballpark crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just received bad news today. My brother-in-law got his test results and was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. He pretty well has it in all of his organs. The whole family followed the protocols set by the science experts. Since I didn't take the shot, I cannot go visit him to say my final goodbye. Another nice aspect of this, huh?
You're no kidding.
Absolutely heartless. Yeah, go ahead.
My sister got quacked twice and then got the booster. In 2 weeks, she had pneumonia, pleurisy, and at least stage 3 inoperable lung cancer with some found in her lymph nodes. I warned her, please don't get the booster. She wanted to prove it was harmless and listen to our brother who drank the Kool-Aid. Hell isn't hot enough for those who know and are coercing people.
Oh, my. Crematorium number one. I live maybe a kilometer or so from a crematorium, and the past 2 years, the amount of bodies passing my house is very noticeable, but doesn't match the obituaries. Weird, but it is happening daily. Now, we think, first of all, and I didn't know this, I'm not dumb, I just didn't know it. I didn't know you had to pay to have an obituary put in the paper. I thought it was kind of like just putting up a normal citywide or countywide death notice. No, you have to pay. So there are fewer and fewer obituaries now, and they're certainly not allowed to mention that the person was quacked. This is control. Control.
Yeah, yeah.
Second quick story on the crematorium. We have had situations here with the crematorium taking anywhere between 2 weeks or 1 month to burn a body. We have had two that I know of, plus an animal crematory.
They must have a backlog. You know, that's...
Well, they must have freezer trucks then or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know where this person from. There's a lot of people from the UK in this particular group. Remember when sometime in 2020, 2021, there was a government bid put out for the supply of freezers?
Big trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Freezer trucks.
Not trucks, but storage, you know.
Storage. Well, yeah. Wow. What's MIL? My mill. Well, yes, we know you're out there listening to us. Yes, we get it. All right, this guy writes, my mill was over 3 weeks. We were planning a service for a month after she passed, and we were warned it could be weeks when signing the papers before a crematory can be put in use to take care of her remains. Got her back just in time. How long did it used to take? None of us had ever dealt with a funeral before, so we had no time reference. All right. Obituaries have apparently gotten to be prohibitively expensive, writes somebody else. So that's just crematorium number two. All right. You see dating number... Dating. There's a dating one there. Go ahead. Yeah.
We are divided as humans because of this. The quacked get very offended when the unquacked don't want to date them. This is a question to ask immediately before dating or intimacy in new relationships. It causes serious illness for the purebloods because of shedding and the harmful ingredients they maliciously input. Thousands of unquacked women had their uterus lining fall out, having intimate relations with the quacked. The blood and spike proteins and graphene oxide is toxic. Even unquacked men have gotten shingles, heart palpitations, as well as having intimate relations with the quacked. I've seen thousands of these stories.
So, okay, just for those of you who may be new to the program, one of the first questions you need to ask when you run into somebody is, how do you feel about the shots? However you want to phrase it. And be careful, because people are going to lie. That's another issue.
Yeah.
And that's going to become more and more prominent. So dating is not easy. Go ahead.
I have seen several people, that have been lied to, and they sort of suspected it after the first date, and they went home and they felt not right, weird, not right, sick. And then they later found out, well, the person was not truthful about the back status. And it's a hard way to find out.
It sure as hell is. And I think the same thing was happening 25 years ago with HIV. People would lie about their status to keep their good times rolling. But this is on an entirely much larger and different scale.
The worst example I've heard so far was the woman who, it was a newlywed couple. The guy had received the vax, the woman hadn't, and after they'd been intimate, she got very, very sick, couldn't stop bleeding, and then a couple weeks later was diagnosed with leukemia.
And if any of you honestly listening to this program seriously don't yet understand that shedding is a real issue, and it's probably even worse than we've been able to explain it so far in certain cases, hell, maybe in all cases, I just don't know. Here's another one. Go ahead.
Just for a quick explanation, people continually ask the question, how come the vaxxed aren't getting sick? Well, let's assume they survived the first couple weeks. And
here's your answer, friends. Now listen carefully. This is important.
All right. So they've been transfected with something that's causing them to produce a toxic protein, but it's not toxic to themselves as long as they're able to neutralize it, which, if they're making the antibodies like they're supposed to, at least internally, that toxin has been neutralized. So they are not going to get sick from it, at least not for a while or until that antibody is no longer able to be generated or something about the spike protein changes. And this is similar to if you think about certain toxic species of animals. Probably the most notable is this toad, called it's a frog, the poison dart frog in South America. That frog will exude or release a very, very toxic protein through its skin when it's stressed. And natives in South America have taken advantage of them to collect that lethal toxin that the frog releases and put it on the tip of a dart, and that toxin is enough to kill, paralyze prey, just a little bit. But the frog itself is immune to that toxin. And the reason is they produce the antidote at the same time they're producing the toxin, so they are unaffected by it. And I think we're looking at the same phenomenon here with the vaxxed, that they're largely immune to the toxic effects of the spike protein, but those around them, including animals, are not. They can be made very, very sick by it.
Those who have been vaxxed, who are not showing symptoms, is what we're talking about here.
Right.
Most people who are vaxxed are showing symptoms or are showing death in fairly short order. We've heard all these cancer stories. Cancer everywhere, all of a sudden. It doesn't
happen.
Well,
that's because their immune systems are so screwed up from
these
injections.
That's where I wanted to go next. Yeah. They have no viable immune system, which is part of the targeting of this bioweapon. Destroy the immune system. So the immune system is not there to register anything if they get exposed. So they feel fine. But they're carrying God only knows what. And it's all going to catch up with them. It could be a delay. There could be a few. Any of these factors could be fused. This is such a damned evil thing. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And here's another one. My mom had Alzheimer's, but was fit and healthy, always on the go. She was placed in a residential care home by my elder sister, who is a true believer in all of this stuff. My mom died suddenly after the second you-know-what. She was up, showered, and dressed, Bible in her hand and singing Jesus Loves Me at the top of her voice. It was a Sunday morning, and she was going to church. She fell down and died instantly. Heart attack.
Mm.
I miss her terribly. So the pain, I mean, this planet is beginning to turn into, if you could sense pain, this planet would be exuding pain all over the place. And grief?
Yeah.
I believe it's probably measurable on some level.
I think so, yeah.
Grief is a very powerful emotion. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, next is here.
Disabled at 30.
Go ahead.
This is a short one. My friend can't even get up to go to the bathroom without her heart going crazy. She is 30 years old and permanently disabled. Let's see. My two friends have been quadruple vaxxed. After three, one developed fibromyalgia. After four, the other developed a weird reaction to eating. It makes him vomit. He's lost loads of weight, and doctors cannot find anything amiss. Everything tastes disgusting, which makes him wretch. Even water. Has anyone experienced anything like this? Thanks in advance. Also, is fibromyalgia a common development? Afraid so.
Grief. All right. Go on with the next one.
We live near a funeral home, and there was a funeral every so often I would see as I drove by, but not often. This past week, every day, if not twice, that funeral home is hosting a funeral. From one extreme to the next, makes you wonder.
That'd make us wonder. Nor you. You understand. Headaches. Hi, everyone. Well, my bestie of 27 years has been admitted into hospital with inflammation of the temporal artery on the side of his head. She had been having terrible headaches. Bloods, an EKG done, inflammation detected in bloods. These are blood panels. They have ordered a CAT scan and a lumbar punch to rule out an aneurysm. What the hell is a lumbar punch?
I think it's
a biopsy?
Lumbar punch.
Oh, how cute. Spinal tap is okay. It's not bad. They're not fun. She's also been diagnosed recently with fibroids, which is causing heavy periods. She is double quacked. She is just 50 and has two young kids at home. I'm praying for love and light and healing, that this can be avoided or this can be solved with medications. Oh my. But since the quackery, her health has not been the same. She is also type 2 diabetes, which was brought on by pregnancy 10 years ago. That's a new one on me. Pregnancy causes diabetes, type 2?
No, she probably had gestational diabetes and maybe it never resolved.
She knows my stance on the quackers. She has been questioned if her liver issues have to do with the quackery. I said to her, I hate to say it, but it's a strong possibility. Our friendship is strong, and we have never fallen out over the quacks. It's just so worrying a month after my aunt passed at 73 with COPD.
My family would never admit it, but my mom passed this week, and we all know why. It started out with a minor heart attack, and all the damage was on the outside of the heart. Had a couple stents put in and out in less than a week. I got a call a few days ago that she had passed from another heart attack. Hug and hold those at risk near. It may be your last.
I said it last time. I'll say it again. If you have people you're close to, you need to tell them how you feel about them. Tell them you love them. I don't care what the relationship is. If it's that important to you, let them know. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't.
Literally.
Go ahead.
All right. I just had a friend come see me to apologize. He attacked me constantly over my views on the quack. He's fully quacked. He's in his early 40s and healthy. The other weekend, we sat in his garden, and he had a cardiac arrest. His wife found him in the nick of time and gave him CPR. As his heart had stopped at the hospital, he asked if it was the quack. They just laughed at him. He now has apologized to me and said he won't be getting any more.
What does it take? If this were actually on the evening news, you know damn well what would happen. This whole thing would stop. That's why it's not. Who owns the evening news? The same people who ultimately own Pfizer, Moderna, the elite. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Here, let's see. I own a bakery and have been closed down for a bit due to renovations. I opened back up today, and my first customers of the day were a couple that come regularly. They said that in the last 2 months, she has had a heart attack and he has had a stroke. They are both quacked. They think this is just normal. Would never even think to connect it to the quack. Are people really this oblivious? And the answer is, hell yes. And
you're
worse.
Seeing it.
It's right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. And for those who are fully aware of what's going on and trying to help, it's all you can do is do your best. You're going to be defeated by that attitude and the idea of denial. It can't be. No, They grew up trusting their government and they could never have made a worse mistake. It's not your government. No. So there's another rundown. Is there one more you want to do here?
Let's do quick one. This isn't too long. Hospital worker. Hi, all. Heartbreaking to read this page. I work in the local hospital, and I'm the only person not to have been quacked in my department of about 40. There were five of us, but gradually, and one by one, they gave in for different reasons. Luckily, I became pregnant last year, and at that time, wasn't pushed by my bully boss because of this, although the advice was beginning to change before I left on maternity. I was never considering it either way. I truly feel that my unborn son saved me from losing my marbles, surrounded by such branch Ovidians. I got to escape these NHS workers who all believed they were heroes, too. I watched as they queued around corners for the quack, and I felt like I was rewatching a certain point in history, if you get me. I'd had a very public and two-day argument on Facebook with a friend who was sure he knew everything science-related to the quackery. He wouldn't hear of my side at all. 3 months after his quack, his previously resolved cancer returned very aggressively, and he died, leaving a 2-year-old son. I have been haunted by it ever since.
See?
I'm due back off maternity in September. I'm doing my 3 months that I have to pay back, and then it's a big toodle-pip for me. Big love to you all.
These people who are working around the vaxxed constantly are being shed upon, and we don't know where their threshold is or what it is, but these things can hit you very quickly. That's all I can tell you. And you've got to make decisions. How much is my life worth? And giving up loved ones because they got the shot and they don't want to talk to you anymore. And these are absolutely horrible, heartbreaking human experiences. And it's just going to get worse. All right. Well, I hope these 2 hours tonight were informative and helpful. We really appreciate you being here. Do send these programs around. We know that certain people are definitely listening. And that's good. That's good. It means we're doing something right. Anything to add?
No, I think we covered quite a bit.
Yeah, that was a marathon. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And indeed, good night. We'll be back tomorrow night in 21 hours. See you then.